In a temple in the mountains of northern Iraq lies the center of faith for the Yazidis. The Yazidis are one of the world's most mysterious and least known religious groups, just a couple hundred thousand people scattered across the Middle East and the Caucasus. NPR's Ivan Watson visited the Yazidi temple and sent this postcard.
Once a year, Yazidis gather in a secluded valley to celebrate Sorsal, their religion's new year. The raucous celebration is held at night on the first Wednesday of the month of April. A video of the occasion shows scores of worshippers, all barefoot, lighting hundreds of small wicks soaked in oil. These simple lanterns are spread out on the ground around what's called the Lalish Temple. As the night progresses, the celebrants are swept up in the festivities. The Yazidis are ethnic Kurds. For centuries, they've been surrounded by much larger Muslim and Christian populations. One of the Yazidis' most highly ranked religious leaders is a celibate priest who's called the Baba Chawish. Ours is the world's first religion, he says, before Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. We first worship God, and then we worship Taus Malik, the peacock angel. The Baba Chawish is a tall man in his late 30s, dressed in white wool robes and a heavy round hat, despite the summer heat. Over glasses of heavily sugared Kurdish tea, he warns that leaving the faith is not an option for Yazidis.
If one of the Yazidis change his religion to another one, they will never accept him to come back to his religion again, to come back to become a Yazidi. Then, if they meet him in the future, they will kill him.
Surviving for centuries as an often persecuted minority, Yazidis have become secretive and strictly inclusive. They are not allowed to marry outside their religion, for instance. The Baba Chawish says outsiders will make the community's blood impure. Most Yazidi beliefs are passed down orally. Though there are said to be two Yazidi holy books, non-believers aren't allowed to see them. Surprisingly, however, the Yazidis' most holy place, the Lalish Temple, is open for tours.
This for paradise and this for hell.
Visitors must first take their shoes off before stepping into the complex, which is built into the side of a mountain. It consists of a handful of caves and windowless stone rooms, capped by several sharp pyramid-shaped roofs. A natural spring of holy water runs through the floor. Urns full of lamp oil fill one room, while another houses the tomb of Sheikh Adi, a 12th century leader who is revered here as a saint. The Yazidis' reputation for secrecy has long fed suspicion among the community's neighbors. Even fellow Kurds, the majority of whom are Muslim, quietly accuse Yazidis of being Satan worshippers. But the Kurdish government here has embraced this small and ancient religion. The president of the region recently visited the Lalish Temple to see firsthand how Yazidis worship their peacock angel. Ivan Watson, NPR News at the Lalish Temple in northern Iraq.